Well, good evening. Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295, but please don't call in for a few minutes until we ask for calls. We have with us this evening Don Wiskin, and we're going to be talking about Carterite, and Don certainly supports Radio Liberty and helps us to continue coming to you over the airwaves. And Carterite is really an amazing, amazing product. Well, I'm going to let Don tell you about it. Hi, how are you tonight, Don?
I'm very well, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again.
Well, it's always good to have you here. And Don, of course, lives up in Canada, and he had a heart attack himself some years ago. But I'm going to let you tell you his story. Go ahead.
Okay. In 1994, I lost my father at 62 years old. He had complications from bypass surgery. And then in July of 97, my brother Wayne at 44 was found dead in his apartment. He had a heart attack. And then in January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother had a massive heart attack and died at the hospital. And a few months later, in June of 98, at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack. I wound up at the hospital, and my wife was told by the doctors to go home and prepare for the worst. But I was pretty lucky that day, and modern medicine did save my life. But the doctors couldn't give me back my life as I knew it. I now had to, you know, live with the weakened heart. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and I was down to a 38% ejection fraction, which meant I had no upper body strength. And here I was, a roofing contractor, trying to make a living with a heart that just wouldn't work anymore. But they had me on lots of medication to keep it from having another heart attack, and I did have an angioplasty, which was basically just keeping that one artery open so that I wouldn't have another one in the near future. But it is amazing how doctors and their equipment have progressed so that they can detect plaque and calcium buildup in our arteries. And this is a good thing, I guess, so that at least people will know that they have to wake up and do something about it.
All right, fine. Well, then, of course, something happened, though, not too long after that. Why don't you tell the story?
Well, I was fortunate enough to run into these garlic and cayenne mixture drops, and there was something about it. I just kind of had a feeling that, you know, this was something that was too simple. The stories that I'd been hearing from the few people that had taken it was just incredible, and so I thought, what have I got to lose? So every day, three times a day, I took the tincture, 15 drops underneath my tongue, and I just kept taking it every day and every day. And about a few months later, I started to notice something.
And you really felt better, didn't you?
Well, I was starting to feel some things, but I think we're going for a break here.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, Don is just going to tell you about this. It's an amazing product. And, of course, it's I don't know all the things, but I know there's cayenne and there's hawthorn in it, and there's ginkgo biloba. And, I'll let him give you the whole list of the things that are in this, put together by a pharmacist up there in Canada, who'd actually been trained in Europe. And, you know, it seems that this product that had been actually put together by the request of people who were involved with treating people with chelation, and well, that's how Don had it come. We'll tell you more in a moment. Well, Don, why don't you pick up the story from there?
Oh, not a problem. Basically, after about 6 months of taking this, I was noticing a funny sensation in my chest. It was like somebody was poking me with their fingers, so I went to see my doctor to see what was going on, and she sent me off for a bunch of tests. And when she got the results of the test back, she was very amazed because the 35% of my heart that was damaged was now gone. They couldn't find the damaged heart tissue. My ejection fraction, which was at 38%, was between 65 and 70%. And the lady doing the test told me that I was in 110% better shape than the average man my age. And it wasn't very long before even my cardiologist took me off of my heart medication because he couldn't find anything wrong with me. And that was just 7 short months after starting to take the garlic cayenne mixture, which actually is a lot more than just that. There's 7 herbs.
All right, fine. And, of course, each one of them really has a specific purpose. I was surprised as I was looking it up and finding out that hawthorn's been used for a long time for heart and heart conditions. And certainly the ginkgo biloba, but many of these things have specific influences, pharmacologically. And, of course, the whole idea of herbs, it really comes out of China, where they've been using these things for 5,000 years. And just by serendipity, they found certain things that seemed to be beneficial. So pick the story up there, Don.
Yes, actually, there is a lot of beneficial products in here. Like the first the first one I like to talk about is garlic, because garlic has been around for many years. And using the high frequency of allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic, it seems to help to us maintain our cholesterol, and it helps with our blood pressure. And the sulfur products of garlic helps to remove the heavy metals out of our body, which is something we never seem to get rid of, and they do a lot of damage, which I'll get to in a minute. There's also milk thistle in there, which helps on rejuvenating our liver. Since 1996, it's been widely used in North America for liver regeneration. They even have hangover pills out that have milk thistle in it, so that if people drink too much alcohol, since the alcohol poisons the liver, the milk thistle has actually helped the liver to survive that alcohol. And as you mentioned, there's a hawthorn, which even the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that hawthorn is good for cardiac insufficiency. And the ginkgo biloba, well, it allows more oxygen to get through the narrowest arteries to feed the heart and brain. And cayenne, the one that always seems to puzzle you,
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here when we bring other stations on. Well, this is Don. This is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Don Wiskin. And, of course, actually, he got started on this cardivite preparation produced by a pharmacist up in Canada. He really started feeling better, and actually to the point where he was actually able to go back as a roofing contractor. And then, of course, he began looking into the various things that are in the product. And just quickly tell our listeners, just came back on, what is in there. It certainly starts with allicin, the active ingredient in garlic, and go from there.
Sure. There's the garlic, milk thistle, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, cayenne, bilberry, and valerian. And it is quite an incredible mixture. It does come in either a tincture form, which you take 15 drops 3 times a day underneath your tongue, or you can have it in capsule form, which we find is just as good as the tincture. It's just that you do have to take it with food, because the capsule, once it dissolves in your stomach, you do notice a bit of that high garlic and sometimes a bit of the cayenne. But you take that 3 times a day also. And it's something that over a period of time really seems to do a lot. It's like our body is starving for these nutrients that we're just not getting in today's diet. And it's improving and changing people's health. It's actually, the way I look at it is, if you don't think that you feel the way you should at the age you're at, if you think you could feel better, this is a product that might just amaze you. Just last week, Oprah Winfrey had a Dr. Oz on there, who was showing us what calcium and cholesterol can do to the linings of the aorta and what it can do to the organs. And one of the things that he was talking about there is that our arteries rot from the inside. They're basically rusting, and it's the toxic elements in our blood that are rusting our arteries, and we just can't seem to get that out. And that's what Sam Ibrahim, the pharmacist who makes Cardivite, was thinking about when he was making this, was helping to get the toxins out of your body, because then you start feeling better, help to kill off some of the yeast overgrowth so that your body is more of a positive pH balance, and at the same time strengthen your heart, improve your circulation, and basically make you feel a whole lot better than you've been feeling just by cleaning some of this stuff out of us that we all seem to have.
Well, you know, I think the garlic is certainly a wonderful, wonderful medicine. Of course, allicin is the active ingredient in garlic. Most people don't really understand that garlic has been used really for thousands of years for its health purposes. And, you know, of course, there have actually been controlled studies that show that allicin seems to decrease considerably the number of flu episodes or cold episodes people will have during the wintertime. I got started taking an allicin product here a couple of years ago, and I haven't really had a bad cold since then. I think we're probably going on 3 years. You know, a little sniffles, perhaps very, very occasionally, but most people, in fact, everybody I work with is usually laid up, you know, with a cold or the flu. And but since I've been taking an allicin product, which is basically the same thing you have in your cardiovite, the active ingredient in garlic, why, it really has tended to cut down tremendously, at least personally, from my experience, as far as my getting the cold or the flu. Well, my telephone number, if anybody's out there and would like to call us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Don Wiskin. And he, of course, is talking about cardiovites. It's something he distributes in both Canada and the United States. So go ahead, Don.
I was going to agree with you on the cold factor there, Dr. Stan, because I've managed to not have any serious colds myself over the last 6 years that I've been involved. And a couple of years ago, we had the Norwalk virus that went out here in Ontario. I'm in Ontario, Canada. And I happened to go to a party where there was a few people who had been very, very sick with it, and they had just got over it, but they were still carrying the germs, I guess, because I woke up the next day, and it was so bad that once you drank water, it had to come out, whether it was from one end or the other, it just had to come out, and you spent most of the day laying on the couch. Well, at the end of that day, I did have that fever sweat where you wake up and you're all wet with chills. And then a little after that, I felt fine. The next morning, I woke up and I was feeling quite a bit better. And halfway through the day, I was feeling my old normal self. But everybody who had that virus was down for at least 6 to 10 days. It was incredible what my immune system had been boosted up to because of the use of cardiovite. And I think about that nowadays, too, when we're worried about all of these different flus and the flu season coming on. You know, it is time for people to get started at something that actually helps your body to be able to defend itself from a lot of these different invasions that we're exposed to every day of our life.
Well, I think that certainly we should be taking all sorts of things to build up our own immunity. And, you know, it's amazing, I think, when you do, how much better you feel. And there are a lot of things that have been around, tried, you know, by people for really hundreds of years. We got away from all of these old remedies, and I'll never forget, of course, when I went to medical school, why we were trained in all the traditional modern medicines. But there were always these old-time doctors around that had these old-time remedies, and I remember there was one that was iron, wine, and something, strychnine, I think it was. It was something, it was a tonic that we used to give people in the hospital and would really help to pick them up. Well, of course, this is basically what you're describing is more or less a tonic as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What sort of results have you had? Because I know you've talked to a lot of people out across the United States and Canada who've taken this, and obviously they must be pretty happy because they keep coming back to you.
Well, they are very happy, and they do keep coming back, and they keep telling their friends, and that's what's really important, is people are noticing improvements. But it's the people that stay on it for 2 and 3 and 4 months to really start to notice the improvements. Those are the folks that never seem to want to quit. But, you know, it's like they say, you know, there's 494,000 women per year that die from cardiovascular disease, and over 400,000 of them could actually save their own lives just by changing some small things in their life, their diet, watching their weight, and taking a supplement like cardiovite. These are things that people can do for themselves, but it seems sometimes you can lead a horse to water, but you can't always make them drink. It's hard to put something so simple in front of the people that have really been really believe in the system working as it does. As I said, modern medicine saved my life, but they couldn't give me back my life. But natural products gave me back the life that I had before, and it may even be better than it was before, because I was heading down the path of self-destruction. But it is quite amazing what people can actually do for themselves. I mean, they can. Most people, one of the things, actually, I was going over the list of our customer list before I came on the show and looking at some of the notes we had made, and when people, you know, mention arrhythmia or heart palpitations that they don't notice anymore, or people are getting off of some of their medications, their doctors are starting to lower their medications, which is totally unheard of in this day and age. And these are the kinds of things that people are talking to us about. I ran into a gentleman at a get-together here locally. I worked with him back in the 70s. He worked with my dad and myself when we were in the dairy industry. And he'd been out of it for quite a few years, but he had had five stents. He's 59 years old, and he started taking our product about, I think it was somewhere around 2 years ago. And when I ran into him the other night, he was saying, you know, you sound just like you do on the radio. And he says, I've been taking your product. And he says, and I do feel better. You know, I'm able to get around, and my doctor's quite happy, and I haven't had any chest pains or any problems. So these are the kinds of things that keep encouraging me to keep going out there and doing this, because I can't convince everybody to try something this simple.
Well, basically, this was really a compiled, wasn't it? Becomes some sort of a chelation group over there. Where was it? Alberta, where your friend who puts this together can put it together for you.
Yeah.
Wasn't he asked by a group of that were dealing with chelation to come up with something to help them after patients had been chelated?
Absolutely. For some people, the chelation wasn't working that well, or for other people, they were seniors and they really couldn't afford the $100 plus a visit for the 30 to 60 visits that it required. So they asked for something like this that could be very affordable, that people could, you know, afford to take and to start to turn themselves around, because it is a form of oral chelation. And chelation, as a lot of people may know or may not know, I mean, if you don't know anything about it, look it up on the internet or talk to somebody. In the 50s, they were using this intravenous chelation to help to get the lead out of people that were, you know, poisoned by the lead. And that's where the old saying, the get the lead out, came from. But they also found that it improved their circulation and improved their energy levels, and they went running to the College of Physicians and Surgeons thinking that they would embrace this, but actually it took almost 15 to 20 years before it resurfaced again. That's how badly it got squashed at that time.
Well, of course, it's really not widely used here in the United States. There are a few doctors that do the chelation, and I've heard, I know very well certain doctors who I really have a lot of confidence in, who told me that they, you know, have used chelation on their patients for many years, and we're very, very pleased with it. In fact, there was even in this little group of doctors who did the chelation, one of them was a cardiac surgeon who'd done so many of the bypass operations, and one of his patients had talked him into trying that before the bypass, and he started using it, and he just about put himself out of work. He wasn't doing the bypasses anymore because so many of his patients were getting better with chelation. So obviously there's something to it, and there are lots of things that we can do to counter, you know, this tendency on the part of our body to form the deposits, which of course then lead to the clots. And I think one of the interesting things is that allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic, actually thins the blood. Of course, a lot of people take aspirin, which is an artificial product to thin the blood, but garlic will do exactly the same thing. And of course, if thinning the blood is going to help you, why, certainly taking allicin will do that for you just the same. And of course, tend to cut down the incidence of clotting. Well, we're going to be back here in a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to talk to Don. And he's talked to a lot of people who've used it, and they seem to feel better. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Don Wiskin, or this evening is Don Wiskin, and the product is Cartivite, and we're going to tell you as soon as we get back how to get hold of Don and learn more about the product. And do you have a website, incidentally?
I certainly do. It's heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And we do have a lot of information there. There's some stories that people have submitted to us that we have on there. And there's also some links to some good sites where you can get some more information. It's always nice to know from other sources that that there are things that you can do, and that sometimes these natural things are just so simple that they do work. And that's the way our body is. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it, but our body isn't made from synthetic products. So we really need natural products to keep it alive. And years ago, doctors were always saying that in the future, food may be our medicine. Well, welcome to HeartDrop 2000, because we distribute Cartivite, the food for your future.
And, of course, basically, this is simply a normal product. It's a health food product. And yet, of course, it's a very normal product. But this is the sort of thing that, you know, if it makes you feel better, and certainly a lot of people have been taking this and have been feeling better, why, of course, it's beneficial. I mean, I think so many times we have to see what works for us. You know, there's no, I don't think there's any one size fits all when it comes to our health. Do you think there is, Don?
Well, you know, I believe Cartivite is one size fits all. I really do. And for less than a dollar a day, anybody out there can find out for themselves whether it's whether this shoe is going to fit them. Because when it comes right down to it, this product has been working effectively for over 5 years that I've been involved with it. And I've never, never had people complain. Even the local post office tells us that we must have a good product because we don't get returns.
Well, anyway, of course, now you're up there in Canada. Is this being used in both Canada and the United States?
Oh, absolutely. People will find, some people look for things like Dr. Wolf and his clinic. He's quite famous for his work. He's a big supporter of our product. Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor in Vancouver, is a huge supporter of our product. He even mentions us on his website by name, which is something that not many companies do, or not many professionals do, actually mention the names of the products that they believe in, because you can get in so much trouble. But the United States has been very, very good to us. A few years ago, we were on with a few networks, and some of the hosts just really enjoyed our product and promoted it and stood behind it. And, you know, the people that started taking it even a few years back are still on it. They just keep calling every 4 months to order another supply so they don't run out.
And so basically what you do is they just get a four-month supply at one time?
Absolutely. And that's a good starter kit, too, because if they start off with a four-month supply, they've got to take it. It's sitting there in the cupboard. They reach up. They find how simple it is to just put those drops underneath their tongue and move on, or to take that capsule with their meal. It's so simple, and the benefits are so grand that they just don't stop. And some people are even buying it for their friends and relatives that they know really can't afford it, even though, as I said, it's, you know, less than a dollar a day to take this product.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to bring our other stations back on board here in just a moment, but our guest this evening is Don Wiskin. We're talking about a herbal product. Basically, it's a herbal product with seven herbs in it called Cartivite. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Don Wiskin. We're talking about Cartivite. Don, why don't you get your telephone number and your website out here a couple of times?
Sure. Our phone number is, it's a toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And there is a lot of information on our website. You can also order it there. And that website is www.heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And there's quite a few links on there. We try and bring you information that you can use, because we really have to watch what we say. In Canada, we actually fought Health Canada in order to be able to say that our product was could be used as an anti-inflammatory, same thing as aspirin, basically. improves cholesterol, improves circulation. These are things that our product has been okayed to say in Canada, but we still can't say that in the U.S. The FDA is kind of really not wanting those kind of products out there.
Well, I think you can just say it seems to help people, and a lot of people have been very, very pleased with the ultimate results. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there. And you have a question, a comment for Don, why, let us know. If you've tried the product and if you like it, why, or whatever. If you've tried the product, yeah, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly here in the United States, you can't make claims for things unless you've done double-blind studies on them. But sometimes you can just see from an empirical point of view why the patients seem to do a lot better. And certainly we know that certain of the products in here, the Hawthorne specifically has been used in the past. There are studies that show it's beneficial as far as the heart is concerned. And the cayenne pepper, what does the cayenne do? How does that affect actually the body or the heart? Do you have any idea?
Well, it does a variety of things, Dr. Stan, but it, most of all, it really helps with the circulation. Like I said to Sam, I actually tried to get him on tonight, but he just moved into your time zone, so he had people and he just couldn't get on with us tonight. But I said to him, what is the most important herb in this product? And he said the most important herb, because it is heart drops, is the Hawthorne. But then he started to explain how, and I really can't explain all of that. I was one of those people who made it as far as the eighth grade and had to go out and work for a living. So I was a pretty hard worker most of my life, right up until my heart attack. And now since Cardivite, I'm that hard worker again. But he went through the different herbs that are in there and how they really help, like the ginkgo biloba, you know, getting more oxygen to the heart and brain. That's really important. But ginkgo is also a natural blood thinner, just as you had mentioned earlier that garlic was. Garlic is a natural blood thinner also. So we have those two things in there helping to get that blood through those narrow arteries. The bilberry, that's the anti-inflammatory, but it's also to strengthen the arteries. And valerian, as you know, most people know, is for sleeping or to calm you. In this case, it's in there to help calm you to keep the other herbs working. And while Sam and I were talking about that the other night, one of the things I said to him is, you know how sometimes you're driving down the road and something happens and you get one of those excited moments where you get that heart rush and your heart's thumping and it takes you a few minutes to calm back down? I don't get that as bad as I used to years ago. I still get that initial, you know, heart rush, but it calms down very quickly. And I've also noticed, too, that I'm a lot calmer in life. I don't seem to get as excited as I did years ago.
Will that be the valerian, do you think?
Well, I think that's a part of it, you know, the way that it's helped to calm my whole system down. And not just, you know, not just the heart. It's helped everything, which basically has lowered my stress level. And if you know anything about what stress can do to your body and to heart disease, I think that's a great thing.
That sure is. Well, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out and, of course, your website just one more time here.
Sure. Our toll-free number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And our website is www.heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And as I said, for less than a dollar a day, you can find out whether Cardivite will work for you.
All right, fine. And I suggest you give it a try. I think it's a great product. I think that the various components of this certainly, you know, are rather unique, and each one has a specific physiological effect. So again, it's called Cardivite, K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E. And our guest is Don Wiskin. And the website is www.heartdrop.com. Heartdrop.com. And the telephone number again, 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. Don, thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and the second half hour, I think we'll just do an open line. And if you're out there in the listening audience and there's something you'd like to talk about, why, we'd love to hear from you. Or certainly we'll just have to carry on a monologue here for the next half hour. So, yeah, but one of the things that really impresses me now, as we're beginning to see what's really happening in America, and you must understand that there is a master plan, and it's laid out, it's called the Earth Charter. It's written by three people, Mikhail Gorbachev, who is deeply involved in the occult. It's written by Marie Strong, who is deeply involved in the occult. And it's written by Stephen Rockefeller, who is part of the Rockefeller family, and he is involved with the occult. And these men have put together something called the Earth Charter. And the Earth Charter is a plan, a master plan for the world, how it will be modified and changed. And, of course, this is the new Ten Commandments for the world, to replace the old Ten Commandments, the Holy Scriptures. Both Marie Strong and Gorbachev have called this new Ten Commandments. And, of course, the traditional Ten Commandments that came from the God of the Bible were then kept in the Ark of the Covenant. Well, of course, the new Ten Commandments is kept in the Ark of the whole Ark of Hope. And it has been transported across America. I think it's kept at the United Nations in between times. But this is the plan for the world government. And point number 10 of the master plan calls for redistribution of wealth within nations and between nations. So how are you going to redistribute wealth between the nations? Why, well, of course, the wealthiest nation in the world by far is the United States. And the master plan is to redistribute the wealth of the American people to the rest of the world. How are they going to do that? How are they going to get people to go along with it? Why, it's underway right at the present time. As we transfer our jobs, as we transfer our factories elsewhere in the world. And I was just reading before I came here in the Wall Street Journal that Northwestern airline, which has already got tremendous concessions from its mechanics, is now going to start outsourcing its jobs for its pilots, outsourcing the jobs for its flight attendants. And it's simply come up with an ultimatum for the union. You either go along with us, we go into bankruptcy, and all of your members, of course, will lose everything. We'll just turn our pensions over to the Pension Guaranteed Benefit Company. And so they really want to change all the rules that have governed flight attendants, who've really had it pretty well in the past. But that's all about to end. They're about to be replaced by foreigners on foreign flights. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have open lines this next half hour. And I was simply talking about the master plan to redistribute the wealth of the American people. Now, it's very hard for the average American to believe there's a master plan. And if there were, certainly wouldn't Rush Limbaugh tell us, or Brian Williams, or Sean Hannity, or all of these people who are spokesmen, and they have investigative reporting out there, and wouldn't we read about it in the New York Times and the Washington Post? And I'd like to suggest, of course you wouldn't, because the media is controlled by five maker corporations, and if anybody really came out and told you the truth, they would lose their job. And I've been told that by people who've been told, from people, the editors and the major, publishing houses like Simon & Schuster, if I came out and told the truth, I would lose my job. That's one of the editors told my friend Craig Roberts when Craig had a book, The Medusa File, that he wanted to get published. And the man said, there are people here working at Simon & Schuster from the CIA. If I were to publish your book, I'd lose my job. Well, of course, this is why you're not going to hear about the master plan. And that master plan involves redistributing the wealth of the American people as we gradually lower the living standards of the American people. And we're moving towards equality, where everybody will live in poverty under a coming ruling elite. And I simply refer to the fact that the plan is the Earth Charter. It sounds great, sounds very noble and very wonderful, and we want to help everybody in the world. But we're going to have to redistribute the wealth within nations and between nations. Now, they're not going to redistribute the wealth of the very wealthy, because the people who are pushing this are extremely wealthy. They're going to redistribute the wealth to the middle class, and not only within the nation, but between nations. And so this is the reason we're outsourcing our jobs. This is the reason we're sending our industries overseas and driving them out of this country because of the high cost of energy and the electricity. And now even U.S. Steel is having a terrible time even competing here in the United States because it has to use natural gas. And we've driven the price of natural gas up from where it was as $3 a million BTUs up to something like, I think, $14 a BTU here. And in many other countries, you can get it at 50 cents a million, or a dollar, or $2, or $3. But here in America, it's $12 to $14, and here in California, it's $14. Well, we've got Paula calling from Florida, and, of course, our telephone number out across America, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the central coast of California, 464-8295. Hi, Paula. How are you doing?
Hi, hon. It's what I was calling about, is that we got some information last night from the experts, and now the oil companies are going to be in dire trouble because they've been found out, and the whole truth came out. That they said, we have so much oil in this earth, it's unreal. We don't even have to import oil. And the thing is, they've been lying to everybody, and they told everybody to call the reps today, which I did. I even called the U.S. Attorney General's office and asked for charge be brought for extortion.
Well, I tell you what, Paula, I think it's a very noble effort, but I would not hold your breath until anybody is charged for extortion, because we have an oil court, our cartel. We used to have seven companies that controlled the oil of the world, and now we have basically four major companies. They used to call them the Seven Sisters. I call them the Four Remaining Sisters, and it's amazing how they've consolidated the control into the hands of people who are all tied to the Bilderbergers. I mean, certainly the two major corporations here in the United States, Chevron and Exxon Mobil, and they've simply absorbed Texaco and Gulf and SoCal, and all of these are consolidated into two major oil companies. And then, of course, there's BP, which is controlled by the royal family in Great Britain and the British government, and Shell, which has strong ties to the Dutch royal family. And, of course, people can buy stock in these companies, but the control rests with the royal families of Europe and, of course, the royal family of America, which is the royal family that controls both ExxonMobil and Chevron, which is the Rockefeller. So if you think that anything's going to happen, well, I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, I think if we can get enough people in this country to rise up and come against them, I think we just may have some luck, because, you know, there's more of us than there are them.
Oh, sure there are, Paula, but we have to convince the American people. And you'd be amazed at how many people are convinced there really is a shortage of oil. And after all, I mean, why would the price be so high if there weren't a shortage? Why would the price of gas be so high if there weren't a shortage of gasoline?
They're doing it for a reason. They're trying to control everybody.
And not only that, but they've created the artificial shortages. And
yeah, this goes back 50 years.
Right. And they've been doing, well, basically, you know, there is so much oil here. In fact, we've had Mr. Ed Deathridge on as a guest on many of our programs, and he's been associated with the oil industry for many, many years and studied it. And he says, you know, if we would simply put a floor under oil of $25 a barrel, and you get the EPA out of the way, why we would have all the oil we need right here in the United States and certainly in Alaska, but they're not going to do that. They don't want a solution. They want a problem. They have driven up the price of natural gas, number one, by capping wells and preventing the development of new wells, and two, by the EPA forcing the new electric generating plants all across America to burn natural gas, and of course the old plants to switch to natural gas, and by so doing they've exhausted the supply of natural gas, created an artificial shortage, and raised the price from $3 for a million BTUs up to $14 here in California. And all across America, they're going to get away with driving up the gas prices this year, probably natural gas prices 40-50%. You know, and if you're going to stay warm, you're going to have to use natural gas. And I agree with you. You're totally right. But Paula, how are we going to get the average person to really believe it? When the major media tells us we're running out, many of our leaders tell us we're running out.
There is a book that these experts came together and they wrote. It's called Black Gold. It has all the information in it.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly, where can people get that book?
Anywhere. It's on Amazon. You can get it, you know, any place where you can buy books.
All right, fine. Well, I'm sure you're absolutely right. I'm sure that we've talked to people who know about the massive pools of oil up off the North Slope, and those of you who haven't, in my listening audience, who haven't actually heard my interviews with Lindsay Williams, you need to get them. I've checked the story out. I've talked to a high official for British Petroleum who's verified this incredible story. And, of course, the Lindsay Williams book was actually written or rewritten by an executive from Atlantic Richfield who was mad with his employer. And so he rewrote the book and wrote chapters 16 and 17 talking about the massive the fields up there, you know, that Prudhoe Bay was putting out 2 million barrels a day. There were two other fields there that could put out similar amounts. The channel is already built there to go ahead and lay in the pipeline, not only for two more pipelines for oil and one for gas. But they've never been built, and they never will be built, at least not as long as the cartel controls the Congress and the Senate of the United States.
Well, today the senators, I mean even the Republicans, I called the Senate floor and gave them the information. They got it out to them, and boy, they started raising Cain today.
What happened on the floor today?
The senators, they started raising Cain about this. I gave the information to the Senate floor. I said, get the information to the senators right away. And so they did, and they were raising Cain in the Senate or the House today.
Well, we'll look at the internet and see if we can find any evidence that they raised Cain. But I'll tell you, most of those senators are pretty well paid by the oil companies.
Well, Ron Paul got up there, and a whole bunch of others. And anyway, the information's Bill Frist is bringing an investigation.
Well, of course, Ron Paul is always on the right side of the issues, and but you know, there's so few people out there who will stand beside him. Why? Because if you do the right thing and you're in Congress, you're not going to get any more help from the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee, be that as it may. And they, of course, will cut off your funds for re-election. They'll run somebody against you, another Republican in the primary, as they did against, Bob Smith up in New Hampshire, Senator Smith. I mean, they brought in a fellow named Sununu, who, you know, and they brought him in because they wanted to get Bob Smith out of the Senate because he was an honest man, and you can't have an honest man up there. Hey, anything else you want to say? Because we've got Steve calling from Albany.
All I can say is just that people need to bombard Washington. I mean, the president's connected to the royal family, and I sent him a fax today myself.
Paul, you just keep in that, and you keep fighting him, and keep us posted as to what's happening, will you?
Yeah, well, they're my family, so that's why I'm fighting so hard. Matter of fact, the president's own family is turning against him, too, on this.
All right.
A lot of stuff.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Steve, who's calling from Albany, New York. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan, and hello to your fine, wonderful audience. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. I have two things to discuss. The first thing is I want to get your feelings on the Left Behind series. I know there's a new one that just got released like 2 days ago. But have you ever watched any of the Left Behind shows?
You're talking about the motion pictures.
Yes, the videos.
I think that they're wonderful adventure stories, and of course, I don't know whether it's going to be pre-tribulation rapture or mid-tribulation rapture or post-tribulation rapture, but as far as entertainment, I think they're great stories, and I think that they've done a great deal of good, and the fact that they've drawn people's attention to the prophecies in the Bible. And so we can spend all of our time arguing pre-trib or mid-trib, but I think that the books have done a great deal of good, and I commend Tim LaHaye for writing them, and I think he's over 10 million of them are out there across America, and they've touched a lot of lives, they've changed a lot of lives. So,
yes,
I think the movies are great.
I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to going to the store to pick up the new one, the new video. The second thing is, I don't mean any disrespect. Please, I respect your opinion, but I always hear you talking about doom and gloom with, like, you know, you better buy bottled water, get the food, get 2 weeks of food supply. But shouldn't we have faith in God that the bottom line is, if we're believers, and we've given our souls to the Lord, we have nothing to worry about.
Well, let's put it this way, Steve. I mean, it sort of reminds me of a story that it's just a story. But this fellow was, you know, he was on the roof of a house, and of course the flood had moved in, and of course we were washing away, you know, all the homes in the area there, and somebody came by on a boat and said, "I want to take you off the roof." And Oh, the van said, oh, no. He said, I'm waiting. The Lord's going to look after me. And so a few minutes later, a helicopter came over, and a fella came down, you know, on the cable and was lowered down with a winch. And the fella said, oh, no, I'm sitting here. I'm waiting for the Lord. He's going to protect me. And of course, he just stayed there, and pretty soon the wave came, and he drowned. And so he went to heaven, and he said, you know, Lord, he said, why did you allow this to happen to me? And the Lord said, I sent all that help to you. If you'd taken it, you wouldn't be where you are. And I believe that we have an obligation to do the best we can. Yes, in the final analysis, we may have to rely completely on the Lord, but the Lord has given us intelligence. Do you have a home?
Excuse me?
Do you have a home?
Well, I rent one, yes.
All right, fine. Well, if you had a home, would you have fire insurance on it?
Sure.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
Do you have car insurance?
Yes.
Why?
Because to protect myself.
Right. And so it's the logical thing to do.
You have to by law.
And so I think it's logical that we make our preparations as if it were up to us and then pray as if it's up to the Lord.
I understand your point of view, but, you know, and you make some valid points. I can't argue with your Dr. Stan. You know, but
sure, you can argue with me. That's all right.
One day I would like to be a guest on your show. I've been on many different shows, from Larry King to Alan Combs. But we'll discuss that at a later time.
All right, fine. Well, it's nice to have you calling.
Okay,
us,
you
Steve.
Have yourself a sparkling day.
And you do,
and
too.
God loves everybody out there.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Steve calling from Albany, New York. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But in light of what Paula was saying on the first call, if you would like a copy of our our September newsletter, it's called Peak Oil. And it simply talks about all the evidence that we're running out of oil. And then all the evidence that this is one of the greatest scams in the world ever put over on logical people. But it really doesn't matter whether we're running out of oil or whether this has simply been engineered. Well, the prices of oil are going to go up. It would take years to actually develop the oil resources that we have readily available to us. And if you think that the Environmental Protection Agency is going to go away, or if you think that they're going to build more oil or gas pipelines down to Alaska here in the very near future, I think you're sadly mistaken, because they want the crisis. Why? Because the oil crisis and the energy crisis will help to impoverish the American people, help to begin to shrink our economy, and that is what the plan is right now, I believe, is going to be to contract our economy, and of course as people, and a lot of people are going to be putting up 30 or 40% more for, say, heating oil this winter. Now, there's lots of heating oil in the Strategic Oil Heating Reserve. And it was set aside, you know, by Congress so that there would be oil and they wouldn't be able to run the price up. And there's a trigger. At a certain point, the President of the United States can release the oil from the Strategic Oil Heating Reserve, but, of course, the President refuses to do it. Why? Because he's certainly an agent of the what I call a cult hierarchy that rules the world, and their program is to drive the price of heating oil and gasoline and diesel and certainly of natural gas and electricity up to a higher and higher level, which is going to drain off the ability of the American people to be spending as much as they have and begin to contract the world economy. If you would like to get a copy of our September newsletter and you don't have access to the Internet, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can pull it down there. My October newsletter is going to even develop this idea more and give you, hopefully, enough information that you will understand how it fits together. And I'll tell you the story of the four remaining sisters. But right now, let's go to Laverne, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Laverne. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, you know, when I face my Savior, my Heavenly Father, I don't want to have Him look at me and say, what did you do? I mean, why didn't you do something? You know, we're to be hot or cold, and God expects us to be hot and to fulfill His will. Also, your first guest was very interesting. I've been reading about food in the Bible, and around the Ark of the Covenant is decorations of almonds and pomegranates. and around the temple where the ark is kept, we have 500 designs of pomegranates.
Right.
And on Channel 2, just one time, a doctor was in the news, and he said one miracle food, pomegranates, cleanses the arteries, and he's testing 300 patients with pomegranate juice, a glass in the morning, a glass at night.
No, I think, you know, sometimes maybe we ought to pay some attention to what's in the Bible. In fact, we carry something called Bible bars that have pomegranate in it. You know, when
yeah,
I was little, we used to eat pomegranates. But you know, I'm sure that so many of the things that God has given us really are beneficial and will help us from a health point of view.
Yeah, I'm going to get your catalog.
All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you over then to our producer. And, in fact, do you want to stay on just for a moment?
Yes.
All right, fine. You hang on there, and then, of course, when we get done, why, we'll let you go to our producer and get your telephone, your address, and we'll be glad to send you one of our catalogs and introduce you to Radio Liberty and the things we offer. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Laverne calling in from Spokane, Washington, where we, of course, are on the American Christian Network up there. And go ahead, Laverne. Did you have something else you'd like to say?
Well, I just wanted to tell you I've been listening to you for a long time.
Now, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Yeah. This is the first time I've always been a listener. This time I just wanted to call in because I have read so much in the Bible about food, the miracle foods, and it was so interesting. I've gone to natural healing for years.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. You remember what the first thing that Noah did after he had the ark had come to rest, and what was one of the first things he did? He planted a vineyard. Why? Because they recognized the beneficial effects of wine. And, you know, not for the alcoholic point of view, but from the health point of view. And now suddenly scientists are beginning to find out that the substance, the molecule gives you the red on the wine skin is called resveratrol. It's a polypeptide that has wonderful medicinal properties. And yet no one knew that, maybe didn't know about polypeptides, but he knew that wine was important for health.
Yeah, it's one of the miracle foods.
It really is.
And even grape juice does the same.
Right.
Just plain, fresh grape juice.
Now, of course, one of the big problems we have now is, of course, they're using fluoride to spray all of that, and you're getting a toxic dose of fluoride. What we really need to do is get away from all these sprays and the other things that they're doing to adulterate our food and endanger our lives and endanger our health. But the basic foods are wonderful.
You've got that Seed magazine, too. You're one of your advertisers, and my sister and I are going to look into that, too.
That's Jerry Gaudetti of the ARC Institute. And yes,
yes,
I certainly think that her information is great. And you need to know how to grow gardens. And, of course, you can get this book that tells you not only how to grow gardens, but to save seeds. And so you won't be dependent upon, you know, the seed manufacturers, which probably are all very soon going to be controlled by Monsanto. That is not going to allow you to have the healthy seeds. Heaven only knows what toxins they're going to put into them.
Can we still get certified organic grape seed or vines or whatever?
I'm sure you probably could. Although you probably better call Jerry Guidetti. She can tell you a lot more about it. And if you don't know her telephone number, we can always get it for you.
All right.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, but God bless you.
Okay.
And you hang, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your telephone number and send you a catalog.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thanks.
You're welcome, bye-bye. And we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. I'm going to ask Ari to get the telephone number from Laverne. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got George calling from Toronto. We're just about out of time. George should have called in earlier, but have you had a quick question?
Quick question, yes. Can you tell me, where can I get any information documented about Gloria Steinem and her involvement. I guess I've heard rumors about her CIA in terms of the feminist movement and the Great Tax Exempt Foundation.
Well, I've heard of the same thing, but I really don't know anything objective about it. And all I could do would be to suggest you get up at Google. It's amazing what you'll find on Google. But be careful when you go on Google, not to go to the AOL Google, because that, of course, is going to give you a totally censored view, because AOL is part of the establishment. Mm-hmm. But type in www.google.com and ask for Steinman CIA and Gloria Steinman CIA. You'll probably find all sorts of fascinating information.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to warn you, or maybe just tell you, that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent on those of you who listen to our programs and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us on a regular basis as we reach out across America 5 hours every single day, and then we do our weekend program as well. But we have a unique opportunity to reach people, but quite frankly, we do need your help. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We do carry only a couple of products. One of them is the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light water filters, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting one of those and certainly helping us, and if you do get them through us, of course, you get a video or a four-tape set that we produced. And then, of course, if you would like to get a free copy of our newsletter, and if you're interested in the subject of peak oil, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the September newsletter. We'll send it to you free of charge, or go to our website at www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And Sydney, you can, that's the September newsletter. October newsletter will continue with this same incredible story and how the president refused to do anything to bring down the price of oil. In fact, actively drove it up by continuing to buy into a narrow market to fill up the strategic oil reserve. And more recently, as people, winter is coming on and people need heating oil, he refuses to tap the strategic heating oil reserve. Why? Because they want to drive up the price, but they can't tell the American people that. They can't tell that the real objective of what's going on is to impoverish the American people. So they always have their other excuses. And, of course, our attention is diverted by the war in Iraq, while, of course, we are losing our freedom here at home. Well, this is the time, and, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty. And then, of course, remember, we're having an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 19th of November. And if you're going to be coming, well, it's a Saturday, why, give us a call ahead of time at 1-800-544-8927. That's the all-day seminar on the 19th of November. Great speakers, and hope you can make it. We'll be back in just a moment here for the next hour of Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in a battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls right across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because right now we have on the line with us Marty Schachter from Calden Soap. And Marty, of course, is one of the sponsors of our programs and helps us to be here on the air regularly every evening during the month. So, Marty, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Stan. Always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners, and trying to give them some information and up-to-date news.
All right, fine. Well, you know, it's very, really interesting. You'd sent me, I think, probably about a year ago, some of your hand soap, and I've been using that for my showers. And I ran out of it. It lasted an awfully long time. But then I got myself a cake of, I won't mention which it was, but it's one of the regular soaps everybody gets. And I noticed how much more oily that was. I mean, it wasn't, it didn't have the feel of your soap. Your soap actually felt entirely different.
Well, that's because of the coconut oils and the vegetable oils that the soaps are made from. And it just is the ideal formula. It actually isn't a new formula. It came from the early 19th century when it was developed. And I'm very fortunate to get the formulation on it and make a what we call a pure soap.
Well, you know, of course, they've known how to make soap for so many years. In fact, you know, the original settlers here in the United States learned how to make soap and had been made, you know, using, of course, basically, as I remember, there were ash and fat and ash, and those things were mixed together. And then, of course, as time went by, they began to use other types of oil to make soap. But that's all changed in recent years, hasn't it?
Well, you figure soaps are about 2,000 years old, and it's been developed and developed. Detergents were developed in the 1940s, early 1940s. So they're rather a new guy on the block in comparison to soap.
But of course, now, of course, with the rise in the price of petroleum products, I suspect that the detergents are going to increase in profits and price, because I'd never realized this before, but certainly the detergents are petroleum-based, at least in part, aren't they?
Yes, and they have gone up within the last month anywhere from 25 to 35% in costs to the consumer. But the consumer doesn't know that, because the articles that are on the shelf in the supermarkets and drugstores and discount centers, they have no prices on them. They have a barcode. The barcode goes to a scanner. The scanner prints out a receipt, but it doesn't itemize the specific items. It'll say cleaner. It'll say bath. It'll say hair, but it won't specify what you're specifically buying. So the consumer is paying more money now, and they don't realize it, and they're literally getting ripped off.
All right, well, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes here with Marty Schachter. We're going to be talking about the Calben soap products, which really are nice, and I certainly have enjoyed using them. Marty sent me a complete introductory set here when we first got started carrying his, talking about his products, and we've certainly been very, very happy with it. So our telephone number will be 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. For our guest this evening, Marty Schachter of Calben Pure Soap. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Marty Schachter, and we're talking about, of course, the fact that the detergents are petroleum-based, something I certainly didn't know until I began doing some research on petroleum products. And now we suddenly see the price of oil having certainly doubled here recently. And, of course, that's going to drive the price of detergents and so many things up much higher. And so, what about your prices? Are you able to hold them at least fairly close?
Well, we have a big warehouse. We buy about a year's supply of raw materials. Every year we have a contract for the oils, for the coconut oils, the vegetable oils, the boxes, and we're able to be very stable. We haven't raised our prices in years. We figure the savings to the consumer alone in using our products is approximately 85% off the retail consumer prices. Tremendous savings, but, you know, we're the world's best-kept secret. Nobody knows about us.
Well, of course, that's why you're here on the radio, and I know that you're on the Genesis Network, which I'm on in the afternoon. We often hear them discuss your products as well.
Right, but we've only been doing that for the last few years. When we started our company in 1947, that's 58 years ago, we only sold commercial institutions, hospitals, school departments, convalescent homes, retirement centers, automobile dealerships, car washes, and restaurants. We did not know how to get to the consumer, the housewife, the family, and it was so much easier to talk to a purchasing agent in an institution than advertising all over the country. That was what we discovered, and we were solicited by the Genesis Communication Network that told us, hey, if you got something good, you can go on a radio and tell everybody about it. And that's what we did. And for the last 2.5 years, we're trying to get our message across to the consumer that they do have freedom of choice. They don't have it now in the supermarket. If there's 10 products on the shelf, 8 of them are made by Procter & Gamble, 2 left over, split it up between Lever Brothers, an English company, and Colgate-Palmolive Pete. So the monopoly is there. They can charge what they want. They can package it the way they want. They can put whatever they want in it. It's an unregulated product. Cleaning products are not regulated by the FDA or any other government agency, unfortunately. So the consumer gets these so-called soap.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Marty Schachter of Cal Bend Soap, and he's simply saying that the soaps are, most of them, of course, are Procter & Gamble, about 80% of them, and the other two other companies. And that's what you're... make up the last 20% of the soap that's on your shelves, and that's the choices you're going to have in most grocery stores. And so basically what they do is, rather than go through grocery stores and the middleman, they offer things directly to the consumer by radio, and they advertise with us, and they advertise with certainly with Genesis, and perhaps do you do any other radio networks?
Yes, we just made a contract in Kansas City with KCXL 2 weeks ago, and tell the people in Kansas that they have freedom of choice in the finest products made in this country today. That's triple concentrated, earth-friendly, and genuine pure soaps. But the big question comes up, Stan, is what do you mean by pure? You know, people call me all the time and say, well, you say pure. What does that mean? Pure means, as far as we're concerned, it contains no useless dyes, perfumes, chlorides, aloes, glycerins, conditioners, foods, paraffins, which is wax, acids, urea, which is basically from urine, vitamins, botanicals, lanolins, antibacterials, and deodorants. And we have the actual definition from Webster's Dictionary. What pure means, it means to purify, to cleanse, free from any adulterant, free from anything that taints, impairs, infects, defects, perfect, faultless, and undefiled.
Well, you know, I thought it was very interesting that your soap, the hand soap that you offer, has a very nice odor to it. And that is actually, what, a normal fruit of some sort?
Well, what we do, see, perfumes in the marketplace where you have to use a respirator when you go shopping because they're so strong, perfumes are more than dangerous, they're hazardous. They will create irritation on the skin, they will make your eyes tear, they'll stuff your nose up, you'll get headaches. We don't use perfumes. We use natural juices from almonds, from cherries, from lemons, from coconuts. We spray the product with these juices, just a very small amount, just to give it a little aroma. But it doesn't stay on the skin, it doesn't stay on the towel, and it certainly doesn't stay in the air. It washes off completely. But to start now, we had a problem when we introduced our products decades ago.
Are you all right there, Marty?
The problem would be what we were introducing our soap products to a hospital or a school. You give them the bar. Now, I don't know how this was created. The first thing anybody does when you give them a bar, they put it to their nose. Well, we didn't have anything in the bar itself, nothing, no aroma. And they say, hey, I don't smell anything. And this was not just one incident. It was many, many incidents. And it's a psychological thing. Give a person a bar. Put it in their hand. What do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to put it to their nose. They got to smell it. So we decided not to use perfumes that are harmful, but to use fresh juices from various fruits, and it's worked out so very much. Nobody else is doing it. We do it because we feel it's a safe, honest, consumer way to market a product.
And it certainly does have a very pleasant smell, a very nice feel, and there's no oily residual, which I think was the most interesting thing that I noticed. And going back recently to some of the older soaps, I noticed the difference between the way your soap was and, of course, the traditional soaps that my wife has bought in the grocery store. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Marty, Marty's products were mainly sold for many, many years to hotels and to hospitals, and they were used in these institutions that had the major laundries, because they, of course, they don't send their things out. They have so much laundry that they do it themselves, don't they?
Yes, many of the major motels and hotels have a laundry room. All the institutions, the hospitals, they all have laundry rooms. So we supply them with an actual soap product. Soap doesn't deteriorate the clothing. It rinses it away. Detergents, and this is today's market of detergents, they are designed to strip the cloth of soil. They're advertised as stronger than dirt. Well, they are. They're too strong. And in their strength, they microscopically break down the fibers of the cotton or silk or nylon or wool, and that ends up in the lint trap. And you say, well, what is lint? Lint is broken clothing. So a pair of socks or a shirt or underwear that should last for a couple of years lasts for 3 to 6 months. There are no hand-me-downs. The diapers are gone, and soap doesn't do that. That's why the institution still, now, laundries, commercial, are using soap. The exchange linen companies exchange their linen for institutions that don't have a laundry room. They exchange it, they bring it back, they wash it, and it lasts for years. And it's something the consumer doesn't know, that the lint is from their clothing, the lint is from these too strong detergents that doesn't give them environmentally safe cloth, it doesn't give them longevity of their personal property, it costs too much, and it really isn't the best formula for cleansing. Fortunately, we are very stubborn, we are very conservative, and very, very old-fashioned, believing that soap is better for the laundry, better for cleaning, better for the skin, better for our environment, and just better and we're going to promote that message as strong as we can.
Well, I'm sure that the hotels and the hospitals and certainly would not be using your products if they weren't cost effective. In other words, they're going to go because they're buying a lot of soap, and if they could really thought they were going to get a better deal from the detergents, they would be using that. But the fact that they use your products would suggest to me that they feel that this is going to protect not only their sheets and towels, but it's going to be much more cost effective. So these are big purchasers. They know what they're doing far more so than the average person who just goes to the store to buy soap.
You see, that's what we have. Most of our products are commercial products made for commerce. But it was just a couple of years ago that a bulb lit up in my mind. I said, wait a while, I got something that's not in a marketplace, something twice as good as what's available, and I should start really advertising. But we feel more than advertising is important, but the education, to educate the consumer to a better life of cleanliness, a better economical life of cleanliness. And we've got that all spelled out in a free catalog, which we're happy to send to anybody that calls our toll-free number. We'll send them a free, it's about 3 ounces in an envelope. It'll describe everything. If they feel they don't have a phone to phone me, they got a computer, we've got a beautiful website that will explain everything in detail, which is www.calbenpuresoap. That's one word, CALBEN, puresoap.com.
And what about your telephone number? How are they going to call you?
Yes, toll free, 1-800-340-7091. Are you writing it down? It's 800-340-7091. I'll be happy to talk to you if you got any questions on any cleaning problem. If you got any questions on any products that are in the marketplace, I'll be happy to answer them for you. I'm a walking computer of soap sales. I'm an expert. You know what an expert is, don't you, Stan?
What is an expert?
Well, X is a has-been, and spurt is a drip under pressure.
I see. Right. Well, of course, you are certainly an expert on the soap and soap products, and I've certainly learned a lot from you. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Marty, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And right now we've got Jeanette calling in from Watsonville. Hi, Jeanette. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just want to say that I just bought the Calben products, some of them, and I'm very, very pleased with them.
I'm glad you are.
Well, the laundry soap, I mean, I can look through my little lint tray net thing. It's not full of lint. And the skin the lotion and the shampoo I bought so far.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad that, in fact, Marty, don't you have some sort of an introductory offer for people?
Well, we have what we put together. We call it a one-month tote bag. Mm-hmm. It'll actually last the family a couple of months, but it depends on the size family. It depends on their cleaning habits. It's a 6-pound package that we United parcel to your door. It's in a plastic tote bag. We put it in a box. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap. It's got 18 ounces in a little jar of our laundry soap with a little tiny scoop to measure it out. It's got 16 ounces of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, nothing like it in the country. It's got 16 ounces of our liquid cream soap. That's all in dispenser bottles for pots, pans, utensils, hands, almost everything. It's got a large nylon scouring pad, which is 6 inches by 9 inches. This is a commercial size scouring pad made from nylon, manufactured by the Minnesota Mining Company. You can cut it in half with a scissor, cut it in quarters. You can clean the oven. You can clean heavy-duty stains on your pots and pans. You can clean the Revereware copper clad bottom to make that copper look like a new penny again. It's really a handy tool. That's all included. 6 pounds. It's $14 plus United parcel to your door. A bargain. It's a cost leader for us. And we want. You know, I can speak for hours.
Hold that thought just there. And Jeanette, hang on. We'll just talk to you when we get back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Marty Schechter. And Jeanette, did you have anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to give an example. I have one sweater that's very, very itchy, and I was ready just to give it away. And I thought, no, I'm going to try it with the wash and the soap one more time, and it's very soft now. I can wear it. And it's very good for my skin because I have very sensitive skin, so I think you have a great product.
And, of course, we didn't put you up to calling, did we, Jeanette?
No way.
That's a little friend of ours, but she listens to our program regularly. So that is from her heart testimonial. Mm-hmm. Have anything else you want to say?
No, thank you.
All right, do you want to respond to her there, Marty?
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. This is the reaction we get from everyone that tries all natural soap products.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful feeling. I can sleep at night knowing I'm satisfying the consumer beyond their wildest dreams.
It's great. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much, Jeanette. Thank you. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, we have, of course, put very, very happy to have Marty Schechter and his organization supporting us because we think it's a good product. And you know, certainly, we wouldn't put anything on that we didn't think was worthwhile. And certainly, we've had good reports from other people across America who've told us very, very similar stories to one that Jeanette has. And certainly, you know, if you don't take good care of your clothing and products, why, I mean, they're certainly going to wear out on you. And right now, of course, things are so very, very cheap. My goodness, you know, you simply go down to Walmart or Kmart and buy new ones. But I've got a feeling that before long, we're going to have to start being much more careful with the things that we have. And we're going to have to once again relearn how to protect our clothing and protect the various things we have. Because I really feel very, very soon that, you know, this wonderful utopian world we've lived in where everything has been so cheap is beginning to change and change dramatically. But I hope that the prices on the Calban soap aren't going to skyrocket.
No, we've been very conservative on that. We feel that we can say there's an 85% savings, not a 40, not a 50, not a 60, but literally, and we'll guarantee that, an 85% savings in purchasing triple concentrated products, all natural products, products that will last, will be efficient, will be earth-friendly, and that's really our philosophy. And we feel clean shouldn't smell. That's why we don't want perfumes.
And I think it's very interesting. You know, you've been talking about coconut oil, and of course, for years we were told, oh, coconut oil is a terrible thing, at least as far as eating it is concerned. It's terrible for your arteries. And now, suddenly we're finding it's really very beneficial. It's far better than most of the things they've been telling us to use. But it works not only, of course, as something that we eat and we cook in and that is beneficial in many ways, but apparently it's very beneficial as part of your soap.
Well, we appreciate Dr. Stan. It's just a way of telling the people. I'm the owner and founder of the company. I started with my father in 1947, and I'm holding the mast. My son is my general manager. My daughter is my secretary. We've got our entire, we're sort of a family-owned and operated company, more like a family partnership, because we all believe in what we have. We just bend over backwards to help the consumer. We constantly have new items. If you check our website, we've got a bunch of new items we just discovered and are putting on the website to help the consumer more so in cleansing. So this is what...
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Marty Schechter talking about his Calban soap. And, of course, our telephone number, if you'd like to call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And And I was just telling Marty that, you know, I can remember, of course, years ago when we were told, oh, coconut oil is just terrible for you. You shouldn't be using it in your food. It's a terrible oil. And now suddenly they've done a complete flip-flop, and suddenly coconut oil is back in. Well, of course, it's always been in. As far as the soap is concerned, it's something that you can cook in that is certainly not harmful. In fact, it's very beneficial for you in many respects, certainly taken internally. And here, of course, it's one of the essential ingredients of Caldan soap. Would that be correct assumption?
Well, it's actually USP grade, which means United States pure. It comes from the Philippines, from the copra tree, C-O-P-R-A. The trees are milked from the fluid that they have, which is a pure coconut. Then it's graded into various grades. There's pure white, which is the highest grade, then a little beige, then tan, then dark brown. Every year we get the highest grade that they can put up with. Since we've been supplying and dealing with the brokers for so many decades, they know we pay up front, we want the best, and this is so we can share this with the consumer and get something they can't get in the marketplace now. We're sort of like the world's best kept secret, and we're trying to get the secret out and have satisfied, happy consumers.
Well, apparently you've got a lot of them here, because certainly all the reports that we're hearing are that the people are happy with it. And of course, you've only been offering your product, you know, for a relatively short period of time to the general public. Have you tried to get them into the stores, or have you simply run into a...
Well, you've got a problem in the stores that the consumer doesn't know about, and it's the shelf space. The shelf space is rented or leased to the major manufacturers, the billion-dollar chemical companies. Very expensive. It's called slotting, S-L-O-T-T-I-N-G. It's an unusual word, slotting. The slotting means that the supermarket that doesn't make much margin on their products, they maybe make 2-2.5% net margins after they pay their overhead and labor and supplies, but how they make their money is the slotting fees. The slotting fees are the monies the manufacturer pays for shelf space. If they want it close to the floor, it's lower. If they want it up high, it's lower. But if they want it eye level, that's the most expensive slotting fee.
I've never heard that before.
That's right. This is what they call secret knowledge of marketing. Slotting fees that the markets use and getting their money to make a profit. We can't get involved with that. We don't have that kind of capital. We're a small family company. We'd rather sell direct and save the consumer a lot of money.
And I think it's really, for the consumer's point of view, it's really well worthwhile, because, of course, if you can save, 80-85% on the cost of something, well, it's just as easy to get it, through the mail as to certainly go to the store. So, anyway, let's go ahead and get your website out, and then we'll get your telephone number out one more time.
Website has all the information for immediate action. It's CalBenPureSoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, Pure Soap. All one word, .com. You can reach it with any computer, or you can call us direct anytime. If we miss your call, we'll call you back. It's 1-800-340-7091. We've had that number for over 50 years.
Let's give it up one more time here.
800-340-7091. 7091.
And then, of course, your website is CalBenPureSoap.com. CalBenPureSoap.com. And what are they going to find if they get up on there on the webpage?
Well, they're going to see a big star, because we call our products five star, because they're basically five products: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. The only product that is not a soap is the powder, a highly concentrated safe powder that goes in the automatic dishwasher. You can't put soap in a dishwasher. It'll suds you out of the kitchen. It starts off with a big star, and you can have your little arrow go to every part of the five points of the star, and you'll have a flash of the pictures. You'll have the order blanks. You'll have the cost factors. You'll be introduced some new products. Some are just a week old that we've just put on the web. And I know we don't have time to talk about it. We'll catch it next time. But we're so excited that we have things to offer that no one offers, that no one. And we have a guarantee that the markets don't have. That's 100% unconditional guarantee for your 100% usage. We guarantee it 100%. We get no complaints, only compliments.
Okay, we're out of time, but God bless. Thanks very much, Marty. We'll talk to you next month.
I just got to give you one more line. Remember Mae West?
Right.
She said, too much of a good thing is just about right.
Right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we're going to have open lines the next half hour, so we'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly we had, I think it was George calling from Ontario or Toronto at the end of the last hour, asking about Gloria Steinem and the CIA. Now, I don't know anything about Gloria Steinem and the CIA. I've seen some references to it on the Internet. I don't know whether it's true or not. But I do know that many of the major movements here in the United States have been fostered by people from the dark side. We know, for instance, that the effort to get young people onto drugs was fostered by a man named Timothy Leary, who had strong ties to the CIA. But he was also a Crowleyite. He was a disciple of Aleister Crowley. Dr. Timothy Leary from Harvard University left a successful teaching profession to go across America, encourage young people to, turn on and tune out. I think that was the term, to get on LSD, to turn on with LSD, and then to tune out, to just reject society. And was instrumental in bringing the marijuana, LSD, cocaine, amphetamine culture to the American people. He was involved with the CIA, and of course he was also a Crowleyite. But you must understand that Crowley, Aleister Crowley, was a Satanist, worked for British intelligence. And what most people don't understand is that there is an element within British intelligence and within American intelligence who are dedicated to the dark side. In other words, practitioners of the dark arts. We know, for instance, in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, there are people who will do everything they can to discourage the idea that there are satanic crimes. In fact, this Horowitz's wife, remember, she was murdered here, the attorney, just a week or so ago, and of course carved on her back and front were on her body were the pentagrams and the other satanic symbols. They were just mentioned once or twice, and then everything was play down. Oh, this was just a boy. He was disturbed because his sister had died. No, he was a Satanist. He was reading the Satanic Bible. He was a disciple of Satan. But, of course, that's played down by the media, just exactly as the FBI plays down any mention of satanic crime. Why? Because there are people there in the Federal Bureau of Investigation and in our intelligence agencies who fully understand the spiritual component of so much of what's going on. But the last thing in the world they want is for the average American to understand what's going on. Because indeed we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and the second half hour is going to be just open lines, and we will welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was commenting on the last call we got for the last hour, that George had called from Toronto asking about Gloria Steinem and the CIA connections. And I was simply commenting that so many of the major movements here, I don't know much about Gloria Steinem, but I do know that I've read about it on the Internet, whether it's true or not, but I do know, for instance, that the militia movement here in America, I'm sure there are many good people who got involved in the militia after the Randy Weaver and the Waco incidents, but the FBI was financing the militia movement. The FBI was financing the Christian Identity Movement, this violent anti-Semitic movement. The FBI was financing the skinhead movement and had people infiltrated into all of these organizations. Now, the government is not supposed to be infiltrating organizations here. They're not supposed to have agent provocateurs there, suggesting that people kill people, but the reality is that they do, until you understand that they create the other force, because what you want is the Hegelian dialectic. What you want is a force, let's say capitalism, and then you want an opposite force, say communism, and then you have the two in battle back and forth, and out of that come the new synthesis, which of course will be the New World Order and the New World Religion. That is exactly what's been going on here for the last century. Communism was financed by the American government, and those of you who have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, really need to get it, where we quote extensively from a book called British Agent, written by Bruce Lockhart, who was actually sent to Lenin, pardon me, was sent to Moscow or sent to Russia by Lord Milner, who, of course, was the head of Cecil Rhodes' secret society. Now, I don't think that Bruce Lockhart necessarily understood what this is all about, but he was very flattered to be sent by one of the most powerful men in Great Britain to Russia to work with Lenin and, of course, keep Lord Milner appraised of what was going on in Russia. And Bruce Lockhart, in his book, British Agent, talks about his amazement to find out that the Lenin would always come to him and another man named, I believe his name was Robbins, and would consult with him. Now, Robbins represented Mr. Thompson, who was with the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. And here is the chief communist in Russia, the brutal, tyrannical communist who had killed literally millions of people, consulting with Bruce Lockhart and Mr. Robbins before he made any major decisions. And Bruce Lockhart really didn't understand that. It didn't quite make any sense to him. Why should Lenin be consulting us and bringing us into the meetings of the Central Committee of the Communist Party? We have copies of his book called British Agent. You may be able to find them in used bookstores. Certainly it's quoted in, part of it is quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or is quoted in Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. But you must understand that, of course, the capitalists and the financiers in America created communism. If you read my book, we simply quote from the autobiography of Herbert Hoover, who was in charge of relief after the First World War. And he points out the brutality of communism, and he points out the massive relief effort we had to help the people of Russia who were starving to death, and the millions of people starved to death after the First World War. And of course, most of the country was occupied by the people who hated communism and wanted an opportunity for freedom. Some of them, of course, supported the Tsar. Others didn't support the Tsar. They wanted a democratic society. But of course, they were not to be given that choice, because 97% of the massive relief aid that was given by the United States to Russia following World War I was given to the communists. And we simply quote that, in my book, if you want the pages out of Herbert Hoover's memoirs that tell you that story. Why would we have given massive aid to the communists? Why? Because we needed an enemy. That's as old as Plato in the Republic says, when the tyrant is disposed of the enemy by conquest or by treaty and there's nothing to fear from him, then he's always out creating another enemy so that he can rally the people behind him. And that's really how the world works. And you must understand that. And when you do, you can understand why we have financed communism since its inception. And if you read the newspapers, through the years, you'll find that constantly we have been funding under one means or excuse or another massive amounts of money into Russia, and we're still doing that. For instance, I think it's the Lugar legislation where Senator Lugar put this forward. Oh, we've got to give Russia a lot of money so they can dismantle their old nuclear weapons, because we want to get rid of those nuclear weapons. Well, we pay them to dismantle the outdated nuclear weapons, which really aren't safe. And then they take the warheads and they put them on the new nuclear weapons that they're producing. But we never mention that to the American people. Oh, we've got to give money to the Russians because they don't have enough money to guard their biological weapons. So we give them millions and millions of dollars to guard their biological weapons. Why don't we just insist that they incinerate them? Well, that would be too simple, because we couldn't then justify giving them the money. And then if we've got to give them millions and millions and millions of dollars so that they, they can guard their chemical weapons. And why don't we just insist that they incinerate them? Oh, we're not going to do that. No. always under one guise or another. We're giving them massive amounts of money, and major American corporations are going in, and banks are going in. The Royal Dutch Shell just put up $10 billion to contribute to the building of one of the major Russian pipelines, of course, through which the gas and oil will be flowing into Europe. And you know, our other companies are putting up millions and billions of dollars for one purpose or another, and of course investing in Russia. Just as today I saw that Carlyle, a large American corporation headed by Frank Carlucci, who was formerly Secretary of Defense, and James H. Baker, and of course even George Bush, were associated with this organization, with Carlyle Corporation. And, of course, they were instrumental. They knew very well we were going to war in the Gulf, because in the early 1990s, shortly after they were formed, had purchased the rights to the mobile howitzer and the Bradley fighting vehicle. Now, why did they want to produce that? Because they knew we were going to war in the Middle East. The war in the Middle East was planned, long, long before, the September 11th attack. So Carlyle, and of course, this was at a time when the Soviet Union had collapsed and the war was over, but of course already we were changing the configuration of our military uniforms from the olive drab of the khakis that the soldiers wore, to the khaki that you see them, camouflage khaki, that they wear today, of course, so they would blend into the desert, because it was known that's where we were going to go to war next. But they can't let the American people know that everything is long term. But I was noticing that Carlyle now is putting out, I think, $5 billion to buy a communist Chinese construction company, a major 70% of this large Chinese communist construction company. Now, why? Why? Very simply, because they can use Chinese engineers and Chinese, workers, and of course do the major construction, oil field development, and other things throughout the world, and they won't have to use expensive American engineers and American employees and American architects, and so that of course we're doing everything we can today to build up the economy of communist China. If you go to Shanghai today, there are far more multi-story buildings there, skyscrapers, two skyscrapers, Marriott hotels, and all sorts of amazing skyscrapers and buildings in Shanghai today. I mean, it simply would dwarf Manhattan Island. Where did the money come from? It came from the United States and from European investors, who are doing everything we can to build up the economy of communist China, just as we did everything we could to build up the economy of communist Russia after the First World War and after the Second World War. But we can't let the American people know that it's all about the dialectics. It's all about creating the best enemy money could buy, so you can have conflict, so you can rally the people behind the government. Because, after all, would the American people have been willing to continue paying massive income taxes and having the government, regulate and control them and look over their shoulder and intimidate them if it hadn't been that we had an enemy out there and we had to pay our taxes to have a massive military to protect us from the wicked communists who we were funding all the time? And until you can begin to understand that, until you've read Professor Sutton's wonderful book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and realize we funded Adolf Hitler. He was created, funded, and helped at every turn by American corporations, and indeed by our own government. And at the end of the Second World War, why, it was the American CIA and British intelligence who helped many of the Nazi war criminals escape to South America in something known as the Rat Line. And actually, we've actually seen a documentary that was done by Sam Donaldson for ABC in the early 1990s, where he actually goes to South America and interviews a number of the 10,000 Nazis that the American intelligence helped escape to South America. Why would they do that? Why? Because there's a strong occult influence within our intelligence agencies and the upper echelons of our government, and there was a very strong occult influence in Nazism. In fact, that was what energized the Nazi movement. Until you understand that, it's almost impossible to understand what is going on in the world at that time, and certainly what's going on in the world today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give me a call, because I really have nothing planned, and we always look forward to your calls and your questions, and that's, of course, what we build an open line program on. So anyway, we're, of course, going into the background of originally funding communism after the First World War, and those of you who read my book will find there the quotation from Colonel Edward Mandel House's library, and that's a fascinating story. Colonel House wrote this, actually, diary, and he, in the early 1920s, about 1923, gave it to Yale University. This was his day-by-day-by-day diary of all the things that happened to him and had happened to him during that exciting period of time when he was the advisor to President Wilson. In fact, he controlled Woodrow Wilson. He controlled the Wilson administration because he had strong mystical powers. He had the ability to control men's minds because he was deeply involved in the occult. Now, you're not going to get that from his diary, but you will find several instances where he tells how he was able to convince people of things that just weren't true. Now, the diary was given to the Sterling Library at Yale back in 1923. For 50 years, it was to remain unopened. Nobody was to see it. At the end of 50 years, it was to be opened and available. And at the end of 50 years, in 1973, Times Mirror comes in and immediately buys the rights to Colonel House's diary and copyrights it so nobody else can publish it. But everybody figured that why would Times Mirror do that unless they were going to publish it? Well, the reason they did that is because they wanted to suppress it. And when I went back there in 1980, it was still, you know, suppressed. Supposedly they were talking about publishing it, but it's never been published. Here we are, 1973, 2005. What are we talking about? 28 years later. It is still 38 years later. 28 years later. It's still not been published, and I doubt that it will ever be published. However, when I was back there, I was fortunate enough, very nice people back at the library, figuring it was going to be published at any time, let me make copies of it, which they weren't supposed to. So I was able to get all of the really important parts of Colonel House's diary. I spent literally days reading it and days making copies. And one of the stories Colonel House tells is how he's in Paris at the time, negotiating the Paris peace treaty. And he has a meeting one morning with Clemenceau, who's the Prime Minister of France. And at this time, of course, the Bolshevik Revolution has been established. The Bolsheviks are talking about how they're going to really influence the world and overthrow the wicked capitalists throughout the world. And Clemenceau in France is very, very worried about this. And he feels that there's a menace from communism, and he wants to send an expeditionary force in to free the people in Russia who are under the yoke of communism. They do not want communism. He wants to destroy communism, give the people a chance for freedom. And Colonel House writes in his diary, "I was able to convince Clemenceau that there was no possible way we could overthrow the communists." And then he goes on to say, "I had lunch with Orlando, who was the Prime Minister of Italy. And I was able to convince him the same. He wanted to go ahead and do something about communism and put communism down. But I was able to convince him we couldn't put it down. He said, but I knew that wasn't true. I knew that with a small mercenary force, and a battalion of artillery, we could put down the communists. But I didn't want Clemenceau and Orlando to know that." Now, how was he able to convince the Prime Minister of France and the Prime Minister of Italy of something that he knew wasn't true? Why, you see, Colonel House had mystical powers. He was a disciple of a man at that time named Rorick, and they were all, of course, deeply involved in the occult. And when you understand that these people have mystical powers, you can see how they begin to influence the thought process of the world leaders. And that story, of course, is quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But if you'd like to see the pages out of Colonel House's diary, we actually have them, where this incredible story is told. In other words, Colonel House was doing everything he could to preserve communism. Why? Because he understood, as all occultists do, that you need an enemy so you can rally the people behind your leadership that you control. And, of course, he controlled Woodrow Wilson. He controlled Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And, of course, those of you who have heard us talk before, you will remember that it was in November of 1933 that President Roosevelt writes to Colonel House and tells him, you know, as you and I both know, that our country is owned by, or our government is owned by, financial interests and has been since the days of Andrew Jackson. So Franklin Delano Roosevelt understood that the financiers control the United States government. He just didn't understand that he himself was under their control, and they were funneling ideas into his mind. And this is what actually the occultists talk about. In fact, in my newsletter on the occult hierarchy, and the fascinating newsletters. We hope maybe you'll want to get hold of them and actually read them. I believe they are the May and June newsletters of this year. But in the second one, I simply quote from occult publications that talk about how, you know, there are certain people within the leadership of the world that are knowingly part of this whole satanic movement, this occult movement, where they're in touch with the other dimension. But many of the leaders really don't understand what it's about. But we simply funnel ideas into their minds. Or words to that effect. You can get the newsletter and read. I simply quote directly from their writings, which we have. We read what the occultists say. And we try to get you to understand that there is another dimension. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls and hearts and minds of men. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and if you have a question, we've got a few more minutes. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we try to let people understand that you cannot understand anything that's happening today unless you understand the spiritual dimension of the battle that's going on, and that really our people work at the highest echelons of our government who have the ability to control the minds of other men. And, of course, Colonel House was a perfect example of that, and I think that we can see so many things that are going on today that really don't make sense. I mean, why can't we close our borders? Well, we don't close our borders. We have no intention of doing that. They can't tell the American people that the real purpose and goal of American foreign policy is not to close our borders and preserve our sovereignty. It's to leave the borders open and to destroy American sovereignty and to create conflict in America by allowing people with a different language and a different culture into this country who do not want to assimilate and become Americans. That's what it's all about. Our leaders know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know, because they're dedicated not to the preservation of America, but to this idea of the one world order and the one world religion. When you understand that, everything makes sense. President Bush has recently stated that he is going to get rid of all the illegal aliens in the United States. You know how he's going to get rid of them? How is he going to get rid of all the illegal aliens? He's going to make them legal. What a wonderful thing. But he's not going to come out and tell the American people that he's going to make all of the illegal people here legal, because the American people wouldn't want that. But you see, it really doesn't matter what the American people want. As long as they don't understand what's happening, they will have no means, of course, of objecting or demonstrating or informing others. And so what we do 5 hours a day is try to put things into their perspective and help you understand that when things are happening that don't make sense, it's because you don't know the common denominator. Why are the prices of gasoline and natural gas and diesel fuel and airline fuel and all of these essentials going up? Because they want them to. Why haven't we built any refineries in the United States for 29 years, since 1976? Why, very simply, because they want artificial shortages of gasoline so they can run up the price. So it's not all about profit, although people think it is. It's really all about impoverishing the American people as we begin to transfer America's wealth to other countries. And, of course, as we begin to, of course, impoverish the American people and destroy the sovereignty of our once great and noble nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when we need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers, but this we need so we can buy radio time, and we're on about 60 stations every week. Believe me, it's an expensive proposition, but we're beginning to reach in more and more people. As you know, we're on the Here's the Help Radio Network at 3 o'clock every afternoon on 16 or 17 stations, all through the Midwest, starting in Missouri and going all the way up into Illinois. And we're beginning to get a response now from people who are hearing our programs. It's an expensive proposition, but all we can do is reach the people who do not know there's a problem. Now, people who are listening on the Internet or shortwave, most of them do know there's a problem, but then here we're talking to the choir. What we need to do is get people who do not know there's a problem to begin to question what's going on, to understand the media is controlled, to understand that certainly most of our conservative and Christian, whether they be Catholic or Protestant, organizations have been infiltrated, and certainly the Jewish organizations have been infiltrated. Everything is being done to confuse the people, to make us think it's a Zionist conspiracy, or a Jesuit conspiracy, or a papal conspiracy, or a Masonic conspiracy, or they, of course, you know, have to understand that each is an effort to get people moving against other people, to turn American against American. No, it is a satanic conspiracy. It is being coordinated by people from the other dimension, who are influencing people in this dimension, and people have actually sold their souls to Lucifer. And if you don't believe that, you need to see the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, we recommend that very strongly, as well as the DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. If you have not yet seen my latest talk, it's entitled Planned Population Reduction. We did it for the Prophecy Club, so they insist, of course, we'd have a PowerPoint presentation, a lot of graphics and material, so you don't just have to watch me talk for 2.5 hours. But let me recommend it to you, because we put our heart and soul into this, and you'll get information there you will never hear elsewhere. That's a Planned Population Reduction. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We've done two other videos for the Prophecy Club. One is called 911 Contrived, the story of what happened on September 11th. 911 Contrived. And then, of course, there is the Secrets of the Illuminati, which is basically the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but much longer and with much more information that you'll want to have. Well, let me just mention, we do carry the Berkey products, of course, if you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget about our all-day seminar we're going to be having here in the Monterey Bay area. And, of course, that's going to be on the 19th of November. Don't forget that next week our shortwave frequencies change, our evening frequencies for this program, 7.490 and 5.860. That's 7.490 and 5.860. Our afternoon program, 3 to 5 on the West Coast, 6 to 8 on the East Coast, 7.490. That's 7.490. If you didn't get it, give us a call or call our exchange and pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and